in terms of Catholic comment, a number of us felt, lay Catholics, that there was a need for the church, or for young people and, or as I say, older people, but mainly lay people, as I say, in the church, to talk about our faith and what it means to us, and to give a different perspective on kind of some of the big issues of modern day than the one that's often portrayed in the media. While we don't try to in any way replace what the church is doing, we merely talk about our own faith and our kind of our experiences. And as you say, the church has gone through a difficult period of time, and in common with a lot of countries in Europe, we've seen declining attendance at Mass and so on. But there is still an active faith in this country, and it's one that is quite alive. For instance, was lucky enough to be able to attend World Youth Day in 2005 in Germany, which was a fantastic opportunity to meet young people from all around the world who were Catholics, and over a million Catholics, a million young people mainly, attended an open-air mass that was held by the Pope along the banks of the Rhine outside Cologne. So that was an opportunity as well to meet a lot of other young people from different dioceses around Ireland, and I think there was over 10,000 young Irish people travelled to that, which is a pretty large turnout of young people at anything. In Catholic Comment, we try and add our voices to the public debate about certain issues that are happening today in society.
There is almost a perception, though, that faith stands in opposition to reason, that if you have faith in a certain sense, you're not really, by its very nature, you're not thinking critically, or you're not looking objectively at an issue. You're just having blind faith, almost.
Yeah, I think that's an unfair impression, but you're right, it is one that people have. Faith and reason are two tenets that combine in Catholicism. And the Pope Benedict has talked about faith as being and reason as being such an important part of our understanding of the world we live in and the common good. And he's also talked about faith being a guide on a search for truth, so that you don't, of course, ignore reason and your faculties and empirical evidence as somebody who is a Catholic. You know, we don't deny, for instance, that the world is round and that it travels around the sun and that the universe is expanding. But we take the teaching of the church and combine that with our reason and our understanding of the world, and that leads to a deeper and a richer understanding of what it is, what existence is for us, and what existence with the knowledge of a loving God is for us. So it's not, as it were, to turn your back to science and modernity, but it's to use faith as a guide while you're trying to understand what it is to experience the human experience, as it were. And that's what, for me, Catholicism and my faith provides a very important light in my life and a way to understand the world around me. It's not a question, of course, of ignoring science or reason. In fact, they're an important part of how we understand ourselves. But it's always to have the knowledge that, you know, that the Lord is with you, and that if you live your life in guided by the tenets of your faith, that you lead a richer life, as it were.
But the idea of understanding a loving God or a loving heart at the centre of the universe, and a lot of people would say God is love, and that is something that resonates very strongly, I think, with a lot of people. But when you look around at the world, and you yourself as a barrister, I mean, surely you are coming up against cases where maybe people have committed crime and terrible crimes, and how does that reconcile with the idea of the loving God, or the idea that there is love at the heart of the universe?
This was always, of course, a challenging idea for people, which is how can we live in a world created by a God that is love and yet have so much, you know, pain and hurt? And the question, of course, I'm not a theologian, so you'll forgive me with this kind of potted understanding, but the question, of course, is one of free will, which is that while God at all times is there with his love and his counsel and guidance through the Holy Spirit for us, but we are ultimately responsible for our conduct, and people choose to make the world by their choices, whether those choices are ones forced on them or ones that they come to on mature reflection, as they say. They choose to make the world a worse place. in the course of my work as a practicing lawyer, I do come across some difficult cases where people have found themselves involved in activity and behavior that has caused themselves great pain and pain to others. What I think, though, it's important to remember that forgiveness is always there, and that's something we all need, of course. Nobody is perfect. But the difficulty, or what creates, of course, the discord and hurt in the world, ultimately are, in many cases, are the choices of people. And we are free to make bad decisions, but of course then we have to look at the consequences for ourselves and for others. As a person who faith plays a great part in my life, I find that going to church and to mass and taking the confession, are powerful ways for me to be kind of protected from some of the consequences of my bad decisions, but also that it's something that acts as a way for me to guide myself back onto the right path, or what I understand to be the right path. But of course, as I say, nobody is perfect, and it's very much reflecting on the teachings of the Church and Jesus, and trying to find a way to do the right thing in difficult situations.